Monday, the 23rd of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, I think today we have to be talking about Heritage Day, because tomorrow is Heritage Day and it's a public holiday. And today I want us to think in broad terms about Heritage Day. Everyone has a heritage. Everyone has a history. Everyone comes from somewhere. We all have ancestors. The men and women who are our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our great-great-grandparents, and on back, all the way through history. And Heritage Day is a day when we get to think about our own particular heritage. Now, South Africa is a very extraordinary place in the world. I was struck. I had a visitor from overseas who came, and they came to see the school my children go to. And they were struck by how many different kinds of children they saw in the school. Children from all sorts of parts of Africa, children speaking different languages, children from other parts of the world. Lots and lots of diversity. That's a word, big word we use in South Africa, diversity. It means coming from different places. And we are a diverse people. You just have to look at how many official languages there are in this country. We are very diverse. Lots of different languages, different cultures, people from different parts of the world, all living together. And so celebrating our heritage is really important. Today is not a day for saying we all have one heritage. It's a day for celebrating our differences, that we have different heritages. We can come from different places. I remember being very excited to see a little girl and her brother coming to school. And they were wearing, the one was wearing a Zulu outfit because their dad is Zulu. And the other was wearing a kimono because their mom is Japanese. And so they have two very different heritages from very different parts of the world. And then they said next year they'll swap and do it the other way around, so that they can both be proud of where do we come from? Where do our parents and our grandparents come from? What does it mean to have these different heritages, and how can we celebrate them? And I think it's quite a special festival in that it's a festival in which we recognize the things that we love about our cultures and we are proud of them. But we also recognize the things that are interesting and exciting about someone else's culture. And sometimes you may like them and sometimes you may not. My daughter has Lebanese ancestry. I don't, but my husband does. And when she went to school, when she was in grade four, she took a big bowl of olives, Kalamata olives, because that's part of her Lebanese heritage. And they were taking food to share for Heritage Day. But she came home and she said to me, "Mommy, most of the children did not like the olives." And I said, "Oh dear, were you sad?" And she said, "No, it just meant I had more." So sometimes we don't like things from another person's culture, and that's okay. They like them, and that's good enough. Let's close our eyes now and pray. Lord, we pray for all the children celebrating Heritage Day today and tomorrow, and all the people celebrating their heritages, that Heritage Day may help us to see each other with the eyes of God, seeing the beauty and distinctiveness of each culture and the gifts that each culture brings to our world. Amen.